I mean, there's teacher strikes, there's this strike, that strike, but my God, nurses, doctors don't go on strike. They're like, they're on their own, aren't they? They got their own business. I've never heard of doctors going on strike. Have you?
Oh, we could ask our doctor.
Yeah, we could ask Dr. Merman. You ever been on strike?
Hey, hi there.
How are you?
No, got to pay the bills.
Well, there you go. You're absolutely right. Well, I hope everything works out because we need our nurses. There's no question about that. No doubt about it. So what's happening in your world, God. Dr. Merman? Everything good?
I tell you, as far as the nurses, I had to take my dad to an emergency room a few weeks ago. It's like we were there all day. Good service in the emergency room, but they couldn't put him in the hospital because there was no spots.
Oh, man.
And can you imagine? And now, on top of that, nurses go on strike. That's, I can't even think.
I know. We need our nurses. There's no doubt about it. So hopefully they can get this thing worked out and everybody can get back to work. Yeah. And that'd be great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we were talking about medical cannabis. If people have any questions, they can call us. That's 952-933-8900, Life Medical, or website lifemedical.us. And just click on medical marijuana, and all the information is there. And anybody has any questions, just call or send me an email. It's right from the homepage, and I always respond to that. We do have some news in the program.
Oh, good.
The health department is planning on possibly adding four more conditions that would qualify people for medical cannabis. It would help if listeners were to actually let the department know that they are for this, because they do listen. The way to give them their opinion is to, again, go on our website, lifemedical.us, click on medical marijuana, and there's a link to send a message to health department with your opinion. So that would be really helpful. And the conditions they are planning on adding are gastroparesis, IBS or irritable bowel syndrome, obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, and opioid use disorder. They're probably, a couple of them are well known to people, others are not so well known. Like gastroparesis is when the nerve to the stomach get weak and stomach doesn't move well, and then there's some nausea and sometimes pain. And cannabis really helps well with just about any nausea condition, like for example in cancer cases when people are on chemo. This would make sense to allow this condition there. Irritable bowel syndrome is when you have like constipation, diarrhea, abdominal pains, and they've looked and they can't find any cause for this. Again, this responds really well to medical cannabis. We certify a lot of people for this basis based on pain, on chronic pain. But of course, all the other symptoms of that condition also resolve. So that would be a good thing. OCD is basically an anxiety disorder. You know, people want to do something or like they have a particular thought that keeps circling in their mind and they get anxious about it. And cannabis really helps in just about every anxiety situation, like PTSD, for example. So this makes sense as well. And of course, the opioid use disorder, most people get hooked on opioids because they have some pain and they're put on medication for their doctor and then they can't get off of it. Cannabis works really well for chronic pain. So we've had quite a lot of people who, you know, they came to us with chronic pain and on their narcotics or opioids. And with cannabis, they are able to get off of those drugs and feel a lot better. So all four make sense to add. I'm actually on the review panel at the health department, and we're going to be meeting in October. And I'll be voting for all four of these to be added. So, again, it will help if also listeners were to let the Department of Health know that this would be a good idea to add all those. So lifemedical.us, go to medical marijuana, click on the link to send your petition to health department, and that'll help the process. So that would be a good thing. Last week, you know, I was doing follow-ups with people on cannabis, and I was thinking I'll have to talk on the radio. So I basically took down a few highlights, and I just want to mention how the stuff works in different situations, just from a few follow-ups from last week. So there's like this 40-year-old guy with PTSD tells me life is improving, perspective is changing to positive, family and friends are commenting on the process I've made, so all is better.
That's wonderful.
A 35-year-old with chronic pain from trauma, he says, I can finally sleep better. It's a game changer. A 77-year-old guy with sleep apnea. Now he sleeps without his CPAP. He didn't like the CPAP before, but couldn't sleep without it. Now he sleeps without it. It's great. 61-year-old chronic pain, messing up sleep. Okay. Now he says, I sleep so well, now it's a miracle. And I keep getting these responses all the time. 25-year-old with PTSD, all better stopped 3 psychiatric medications because of cannabis. You know, it's amazing. This guy, 60-year-old with PTSD, no more hypertension. He stopped hypertensive meds because, you know, his hypertension was due to the, you know, all the nerves, the anxiety, all that from PTSD. Now it's all gone. He's very impressed, he says, with how it works. A 69-year-old woman with obesity, chronic pain, and sleep apnea. Listen to this. The pain is controlled. She lost 95 pounds just because of cannabis, because she's sleeping better. Now she's off of CPAP and off of her narcotics. Amazing. 15-year-old kid with slightly autistic, now on cannabis, calmer, doing way better in school. Talk about back to school, you know, something. Right. Anyway, so this is the kind of results we're getting. We have this page, actually, lifemedical.us, medical marijuana. There's a link to results. So just click there and read a lot more of these. I tabulated them for several months. So you can get some sense of how it works. So I'm having a lot of fun. You know, you sit there and talking to people all day and getting this kind of responses in follow-ups. It's a lot of fun to do this work. Anybody have any questions?
I would like to make a statement because it's another one situation is because you're seeing a lot of it going on now. Money, 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 getting involved. I know for many, we could have done this years ago if it weren't for a couple of different industries in America fighting it, saying, oh my God, it's dangerous. The liquor industry spent a lot of money fighting off cannabis, didn't they?
Oh my God. And talk about dangerous.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, or you know, and this is, I mean, liquor, you can go and buy it, or tobacco, for God's sakes.
Right, yeah.
That's as dangerous as it gets, and cannabis, you can't. But we're moving, making strides, you know. There's some progress happening. It's a little slow, but, you know, we're working on it. So call the state, you know, or send them a petition, you know. Let them know that, you know, what people are thinking. That's they're our government, right? So we have to let our government know what we think. Just send them an email, lifemedical.us, medical marijuana, click on the link. Send an email to the state health department. Tell them that we're for it. And slowly we'll increase more conditions and maybe hopefully at some point they'll legalize the whole thing. And, not like it is now legalized.
No, you're no question. I will tell you one thing. Have you ever been to Boston, Massachusetts, Dr. Merman?
I have, but I never got, you know, never went looking for pot.
I understand. I believe it is. Well, here's what I'm going to bring up, because the support in the city of Boston for legalized cannabis is just overwhelming, because as you walk down the Freedom Trail, which everybody in America should do, by the way, is walk the Freedom Trail in Boston. It's amazing. But the support for cannabis in Boston on that Freedom Trail, you can smell cannabis being smoked about every 50 feet. So they're really supporting it in the city of Boston. My God, you can smell cannabis everywhere in that city. It was hilarious.
That's fun. Probably fun.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not too much into like doing it recreationally. For me,
it's medication.
You know, it's like
yes.
It's one of the best drugs I've ever used in practice. Never tried it myself. At the same time, those
well, see, there you go.
Me, I'm telling them, you know, I've never tried it. I have no idea. But my patients sure like it when they have symptoms. You know, they all get better.
Well, I do. I did. Dr. Merman, I should tell people, you know, over, I don't know how many years it's been now that I've known you, but I came to you with a very severe sleep problem, and we worked it out with cannabis. I sleep now better than I've ever slept in my entire life, and I'm not just making that up. That's a fact.
Yeah, sleep is probably one of the first things that improve in the most people.
Yep.
Whether it's from a PTSD situation or from pain situation, you know, pain goes, it gets a lot better and people sleep a lot better. Or their sleep apnea, that improves and people sleep a lot better. And once you're sleeping better, your whole life is better.
Cause, it is.
You know, sleep is so important.
No question. Yeah. Now, how do people reach out to you if they want
to... We tried to get it approved for sleep, for insomnia, and haven't succeeded yet. You know, we'll probably attempt again. I don't know what the holdup is, but, I mean, that would make perfect sense. Yeah.
Well, I'll come and do a speech for you because it works miracles for me. Honest to God, whether I'm on vacation, I'm at home, whatever, if I do my cannabis just about a half an hour before I go to bed, I sleep very, very well, and I have you to thank for that. How do people reach out to you, Dr. Merman?
LifeMedical.us, and just send me an email or 952-933-8900. That's to our front desk, and then punch the number for medical marijuana, and our nice assistant Mary will help you. People love her, by the way. She's
yes.
So great.
Yep.
She'll explain everything and get everything arranged, and we can get it done.
We'll get it done. Dr. Merman, thank you for your time this morning, sir. Have a great day, and we'll talk soon, all right?
And thank you for having me here. This is
our
great.
Pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Dr. Merman, ladies and gentlemen, Life Medical. Bye-bye. Dr. Merman at Life Medical, ladies and gentlemen. That, by the way, I'm not just making it up because Dr. Merman's a friend of mine or because of this, that, the other thing. It really does work. It helps me sleep better than I've ever slept in my entire life. And just walking down the Freedom Trail, inhaling all that marijuana smoke really made me calm down.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you guys. Every 50 feet, it's like, oh, somebody's hitting the pipe.
How couldn't you ask him if he had been to Boston? He's like, well, I'd have to try and buy pot. No.
Yeah, that's what I meant.